Starting in January, we're going into our 15th year. To celebrate the anniversary, you know, we figured we'd spend the majority of the year working on new material. And we are currently doing a giveaway where we're giving away 15 two-song packages to local artists.
What prompted you to start East Hall Recording?
The beginnings of the studio started in the early 90s in a dorm room with a little four-track cassette recorder. And from there, it just grew and grew through a series of, you know, dorm rooms and bedrooms and garages and got to the point where it was taking up half my house. And that's when I decided to actually build the studio and open for business. We try to offer what you can't get at a home studio. You know, a big room that sounds good with lots of gear, so the musicians can just kind of run wild. And we do a lot of recording to analog tape, which you don't normally find a 500-pound, 2-inch tape machine in a bedroom studio.
And you're a musician as well. Maybe talk a little to the recording process and being a musician and how those two align.
I'm a bass player. I've always felt that bass players tend to make the best producers. Half my engineering staff would disagree. All the staff are musicians. We got two bass players, a drummer, and a guitarist, and everyone will dabble in everything else too. So it helps to have that musical knowledge when you're trying to guide a band through the process of making a record.
Describe East Hall for us.
It's kind of a shack in the woods. You don't realize what's there until you actually walk in the door. And then once you walk in the door, everyone is just kind of bombarded with the amount of gear that's in there. It's kind of like a cross between a music store and a museum. When people come in for tours, I've found that it's best to welcome them in and then just give them a couple minutes to kind of stare at the room. And then once they get comfortable, then we can start working. The studio is set up with the control room, a main live room, and a vocal booth. It started out as a dorm room / bedroom studio, and as it's grown through the years, it's always kind of kept that comfortable home vibe.
And maybe a little bit about the magic of recording sessions and how it feels to be in the studio and come out with this amazing recording at the end.
When bands play live, they play the song and it's gone. People have memories of the shows, but there's not normally something tangible. When we're recording the songs, that's where we're creating the legacy that the band leaves. These are recordings that, you know, they could end up passing to their kids and their grandkids. You know, we're making recordings that, you know, could outlive all of us. So it's a pretty important thing to do.
And maybe some highlights of some projects that you've had the opportunity to work on over the years.
Last time I went through the archive, we had over 450 client folders. So we've worked on a ton of stuff.
And what do you love about running a recording studio?
The beauty of this line of work is you're literally working on something different every day. So that's really been kind of the highlight for me, is that you never really know what's coming down the pike. Every session is going to be different. I like the variety. I wouldn't want to be stuck doing one style of music all the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.